Crews are ready to do whatever is necessary, as they did earlier this week. Fire prevention specialist Tiffany Bradbury spoke with WFIR News about their plans.
We are going to be staffing more folks to be able to cover swift water rescues. We'll probably staff one boat in the north side of the city as well as the south side. We're also, you know, kind of putting some feelers out there to maybe call in some overtime depending on what the weather decides to do.
Bradbury also says it's very important to have a family meeting to discuss plans on what to do and where to meet if persons become separated during flooding or a fire. Roanoke EMS also reminds drivers not to drive around barricades and into water. Bob Clark, WFIR News.